This podcast is sponsored by Texel, an automobile company whose cars are good for nature because only a select few can afford them.
Hello, and welcome to the Storytime Podcast.
Today we'll be talking about the most insane, scary stories to date. Some are true, but others are just ruses. But that is for you to figure out on this week's episode of Storytime. I have searched far and wide for some of the internet's most insane, spooky, and downright terrifying stories known to man. So here are five of the most utterly bone-trembling stories that I could find. Number 1. There's someone under the bed. Sometimes, the very short ghost stories are the best, and this tale, from Reddit, tells the story of a father putting his young son to bed. I begin tucking him into bed, and he tells me, "Daddy, check for monsters under the bed." I look under the bed for his amusement, and see him, another him, under the bed, staring back at me, quivering and whispering, "Daddy, there's somebody on my bed." Number 2. The chair. This short tale starts warm enough, with a friendly-seeming ghost, playing with children, but when you learn the origins of the ghost, and just why the ghost is moving the object around the room, it quickly gets a lot creepier. When my sister Betsy and I were kids, our family lived for a while in a charming old farmhouse. We loved exploring its dusty corners and climbing the apple tree in the backyard. But our favourite thing was the ghost. We called her Mother because she seemed so kind and nurturing. Some mornings Betsy and I would wake up and on each of our nightstands we'd find a cup that hadn't been there the night before. Mother had left them there for us, worried that we'd get thirsty during the night. She just wanted to take care of us. Among the home's original furnishings was an antique wooden chair, which we kept against the back wall of the living room. Whenever we were preoccupied watching TV or playing a game, Mother would inch that chair forward across the room towards us. Sometimes she'd manage to move it all the way to the centre of the room. We always felt sad putting it back against the wall. Mother just wanted to be near us. Years later, long after we'd moved out, I found an old newspaper article about the farmhouse's original occupant, a widow. She'd murdered her two children by giving them each a cup of poisoned milk before bed. Then she hung herself. The article included a photo of the farmhouse living room, with a woman's body hanging from the beam. Beneath her, knocked over, was that old wooden chair, placed exactly in the centre of the room. Did it get colder in here, or is it just me?
Number 3. Super short ghost stories.
The Metro wanted to put together something spooky and came up with these one or two sentence ghost stories that are designed to get you thinking. So here are my favourites.
Number 1. Mummy, the man at the top of the stairs says you should leave.
Number 2. I woke up to hear knocking on the glass. At first, I thought it was the window, until I heard it again. But this time, it was coming from the mirror.
Number 3. There's nothing like the laughter of a baby, unless it's at 1 a.m. and you're home alone.
Number 4. Short, two-sentence horror stories.
Number 1. The doctors told the amputee he might experience a phantom limb from time to time. Nobody prepared him for the moments, though, when he felt cold fingers brush across his phantom hand.
Number 2. I can't move, breathe, speak, or hear, and it's so dark all the time. If I knew it would be this lonely, I would have been cremated instead.
Number 3. Don't be scared of the monster. Just look for them. Look to your left, to your right, under your bed, behind your dresser, in your closet, but never look up. She hates being seen.
Number 4. My room is dark, pitch black. The grinning face stared at me from the darkness beyond my bedroom window. I live on the 14th floor.
Number 5. You get home, tired after a long day's work, and are ready for a relaxing night alone. You reach for the light switch, but another hand is already there.
Number 6. Day 312.
internet's still not working.
My wife woke me up last night to tell me there was an intruder in our house. She was murdered by an intruder 2 years ago.
I was having a pleasant dream when what sounded like hammering woke me. After that, I could barely hear the muffled sound of dirt covering the coffin over my own screams.
Number 5. Scary stories to make your skin crawl.
You hear your mum calling you into the kitchen. As you are heading down the stairs, you hear a whisper from the closet saying, "Don't go down there, honey." I heard it too.
Being the first to respond to a fatal car accident is always the most traumatic thing I see as a police officer. But today, when the crushed body of a little child, strapped in the car seat, opened his eyes and giggled at me, when I tried to peel him out of the wreckage, I immediately knew that today would be the last day on the force.
Did you hear that? I think someone's in the house. I can hear him walking around. I need to hide.
The end of story time. Thank you for listening.